So sorry, baby. I'm just too hyper to go to sleep. I can feel the baby moving. I think our baby's trying to get comfy. Probably like, Mama, why are you still up? I can't wait to meet our little baby. I'm so lucky to be going through all of this with you. You've been the absolute best. Thank you for always taking such good care of me, baby. Even throughout all my mood swings and the craziness and even the scary times. Yeah. Like that one time when I got really, really sick and I had to be on bed rest. Yeah, that was really scary. But I'm okay. And you never left my side. I even told you to go. But you wouldn't go. You wouldn't leave me. Just the best, and I couldn't do any of this without you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to raise our child together. I can't believe I'm 5 months in. Before you know it, our baby's gonna be here. We haven't even picked a name yet, babe. Let me ramble to you while I try to get sleepy, 'cause right now I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy. Thinking we need to get back on track with the baby name. I do like your top three names. I like them a lot. Yeah, this idea, like, you know those like the polls you can do, like you can create the polls and send them to people. I was thinking we can do that, like, with our family and our friends. And then we can put all the choices for the name, in a poll, and then they can pick their favorite. And then we can see which one is the most popular, and then maybe that will help us narrow down our choices. Ultimately, we're gonna choose our child's name. But I thought it'd be fun to get our family and friends involved. What do you think? Yeah, I think it's a good idea too. We're not having a gender reveal party. So I think that would be a good idea. Yeah. 'Cause we don't even know what we're having yet. We won't find out until they decide to pop out. like that we don't know. But it also makes it extremely difficult to pick out names, baby. 2 out of the 3 names you picked are girl names. So you only have one boy name. So, you know, I was thinking, I thought of some gender neutral names. Yeah. I haven't told anybody any of these names yet. You're the first person I'm telling these names to. I think they're quite different, quite unique. I think they're all very cute. I think you're not gonna like one of them. Like the one I like, you're not gonna like it. Yeah. Well, that's the name I like. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the names. And hear me out, like. Don't laugh at me. Okay, so, the first gender neutral name I thought of is J, like the letter J, just the letter J. So, J, what do you think? It's simple. Like, they're gonna learn how to write their name so easily. They're probably gonna learn how to write their name when they're super young. Just the letter J. Short and sweet. Simple. I like it. Okay. Okay, what about the name Sage? Yeah? Sage. I like the name Sage. What do you think? Okay. Well, these are the normal ones. You just wait. I have the... the more unique ones coming up next. So, this is the first one. Don't laugh at me. I can feel you smiling and giving me that little look you give me when you... Okay. So, what about Rocky? Like, Rocky. Yes, Rocky. Yeah, I think Rocky is cute. And then the nickname can be like Rock or Rocks. Come here, Rocky. Rocky. Come here. I think Rocky is cute. You're such a hater. Alright, what about Winnie? Like, Winnie, but not... No, we're not naming our kid Winnie the Pooh. No, I don't like it because you just said that. No, scratch that one off. Shut up. Okay. Alright, what about naming our child Siete? Come on! I know someone named Seven. I like Seven, but Siete? Come on, I've never heard anybody name their kid Siete. I think it sounds really cool. Okay. Okay. No, that's not the one I like the most. I'm about to tell you the one I like the most, and you're not gonna like it. But I'm gonna push hard. I'm gonna make you like this name. Are you ready for this name? This is the last name, and this is my favorite name. Prepare yourself, because this name is pretty badass. Like, this is a badass name. Like, I wish this was my name. Okay, now I'm nervous to tell you, because I know you're not gonna like it. Okay. So, our kid would be like the coolest kid ever. Anyway. Okay. So, what about naming our child Cobra? Yes, Cobra, like the snake. Cobra, Cobra, Cobra. I like it. It sounds so cool. And it's different. I don't know anybody named Cobra. Do you know anybody named Cobra? Exactly. I think I'm on to something. Siete and Cobra and. Cobra, and I like the name Sage, and then I like J, and then Siete. So that's my top. That's how they're ranked. That's how I can't talk. And that's how I have them ranked. Can we name our kid Cobra, please? Pretty please. Well, think about it. We still have a couple more months. Yeah. I'm excited to see what everybody votes. But I do like your names, though. I think your name, one of your names is definitely gonna win. Oh, baby, I'm starting to get tired now. Yeah. See, I knew talking, rambling to you, even though I know you're probably not even really listening to me. I ramble to you all the time at nighttime. And I know you wake up and you're like, shut up. But sometimes I think you listen. And then you get all cute and you cuddle me. And you rub my belly, my big preggo belly. Are you gonna miss my belly? You're so sweet. Yeah, I think I'm quite cute with this belly. I guess that means you just have to have another one. Yeah, I'm gonna miss my big old belly and feeling the baby kicks and. I know I look so cute in that dress you picked out for me. I'm gonna miss wearing that dress. I wear that dress all the time. It looks so cute. My big old preggo belly sticking out. But I like that it's tight and it hugs all my curves and it's really pretty. I look like a pregnant goddess in that dress. Aw, baby, you're so sweet. I just want to take the time to say thank you for always getting me my weird food cravings. No matter how weird and disgusting they are, you always get them from me, and you watch me eat it in disgust. It's so funny. You just scowl at me and you're judging me. I feel like my cravings aren't even that bad, though, really. What? Oh, don't look at me like that. I can feel you looking at me, giving me that side eye. So, barbecue sauce and gummy worms are gross? Oh no, baby, you really have to try it. It's really, really good. You know, I love salty and sweet stuff. I don't like salty, sour stuff, but the barbecue sauce and the gummy worms are really, really good together. And I think my favorite one that I like is the mint chocolate chip ice cream. And then when you crush up the Cheez-Its and you sprinkle them on top of the ice cream, like sprinkles, but they're Cheez-It sprinkles. Yeah, I like that one. I think I'll probably eat that when I'm done popping this kid out. I don't know why I keep saying that. Because it's funny. Once I push this baby out of me, that's gonna be the first thing I eat is mint chocolate chip ice cream with Cheez-It sprinkles. Oh my gosh. And the one that I think is the gross, there is gross. I think the one that's the grossest, the weirdest and the grossest craving I eat is apple slices, and my dipping sauce is ketchup. Yeah, that one's pretty gross. Yeah, this woman saw me eating it the other day. I was out with my sister, and I'm just casually dipping my little apple slices in ketchup, and this woman just starts laughing, and she's like, oh my gosh, that is so gross. And I'm like, I know, but it's so good. I love eating it in front of you, like, you start gagging. It's quite funny. Hey, but it's actually like a healthy snack, baby. You should be happy that I'm eating apples. Yeah. No, no, no. Don't come for my French fries and whipped cream. Best combination. Straight up, the best combination ever. I've seen you dipping a couple of French fries in whipped cream before you come give it to me. I watched you do it. You're a liar. I saw you. You I'm gonna pee my pants. Why the fuck you lying? Why you lying? You know you like it. I'm not a bad influence. You're a bad influence. Okay. Chill out. Cuddle me then. Much better. Okay. I'll try to go to sleep. I should probably get up and pee before I fall asleep, or else I'm gonna pee in the bed. Let me get up. Please keep my spot warm, baby. Please. Okay. Yes, I promise. When I come back into bed, I'll shut up and I'll go to sleep. You just have to keep rubbing my belly and calling me, okay? Alright, I'll be back in like 2 minutes, because it takes me a minute to get to the bathroom and a minute to get back here, or 30 seconds to get back here. Alright, you better keep my spot warm. Okay.